With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. India fires a missile at Pakistan amid tensions following an attack in Kashmir. Ben Thomas reports.
India's fired missiles across the border into Pakistani-controlled territory in at least three locations. Pakistani security officials say a child was killed, at least two other people wounded. In a statement, Pakistan's prime minister says his country has every right to give a robust response to what he calls an act of war. India says it was striking infrastructure used by militants. Tensions have soared between the nuclear-armed neighbors over last month's militant attack on tourists in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump had some bad news regarding the hostages still held by terror group Hamas after the October 7th, 2023 terror attack on Israel.
Of the 59 people, and they said 59, and I said, really? But they said only 24 are living. And I now correct, I say 21, because as of today, it's 21. Three have died. So this is a terrible situation.
He did not elaborate on the identities of those now believed to be deceased. Economist Stephen Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says it's important that the U.S. and Canada resolve their trade dispute.
I think it makes sense for Canada and the United States to kiss and make up.
After all, Moore says Canada remains an important trade ally.
But Canada also does need to play by the rules.
Something Moore says it's not been doing, still levying steep tariffs on some U.S. imports, despite a free trade deal achieved with President Trump during his first term. Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won't launch another bid to become the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. She ran for the seat in December but lost. This is SRN News. America's churches are getting ready for Mother's Day.
You probably know the most popular dates for people to attend worship are Easter and Christmas. But do you know what comes in third? Yep, Mother's Day. Lifeway Research finds the Protestant pastors tab that day as the third busiest event for their congregations. Father's Day doesn't even make the list, by the way. It's also one of the most expensive holidays of the year for Americans. They spend about $34.1 billion altogether on mom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. The England and Wales Cricket Board has updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. The ECB says men who are living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. This is SRN News. Russia suspends flights on Tuesday, saying its forces intercepted more than 100 Ukrainian drones.
The airports were temporarily closed. There were attacks through the night that forced the authorities to close a number of other airports across Russia. So in places like Kazan, Nizhny Novgorod, Volgograd. And the authorities say in total there were about 100 drones launched from Ukraine. So this is just 3 days ahead of the Victory Parade. The Victory Parade is an annual event. But this year in particular, President Putin is looking for a very grand, spectacular, inviting very senior dignitaries from other parts of the world.
Russia's defense ministry says almost a dozen Russian regions were targeted. The overnight assault came 2 days ahead of a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin. More details at srnnews.com.